Welcome to the cinematic world of movies.
Any questions?
Remember the 5th of November, gunpowder treason and plot. If you know where this quote is coming from, you are really a movie buff. But if you don't, I'm saying wait now.
Say it again.
Remember the 5th of November.
Remember the 5th of November. The first we said that date, I give you kudos, man. Only you want to get calendar.
For those who don't know where that quote is from, it's from the 2005 movie V for Vendetta, starring Natalie Portman and Hugo Weaving.
I knew it.
Welcome to your cinematic world of movies, your cinematic world of wonders. My name is Focus, the Batman.
Remember. Say we don't enter December. Guys, we are in November, but December is close. Welcome to the movies. My name is MC Bluetooth, the man with no name, as you know me.
And as you know how we do it, we take you around the world of your cinematic, world, giving you everything that's happening in your cinematic backyard, the movies that dropped this week and TV shows alike, and also movies that dropped last week, some box office, some cinematic movie gist, this week is already loaded.
We have been eating well, from Friday, Saturday, today. The movie world and the things that came out have just been very, very palatable. I don't know about you, but for those of you who do not know, Attack on Titan has finally ended.
It has finished.
Finally.
Okay, so that is also in the news, and some other juicy stuff just for you this 5th of November right here on the movie. So let's start off with what dropped this week. A documentary about the Rambo himself, the Rocky himself, the man Sylvester Stallone, and it dropped on Netflix. I've not seen it yet, but if you have, I would like to know your take on one of the most iconic action stars of the 80s and 90s called Sylvester Stallone and his life, how he created Rocky, how he created Rambo and other characters.
Yeah, and what he was doing before he actually entered into the movies.
Exactly.
You know before, but let me just give you a small thing that we mentioned. Fun fact is the fact that before, when he wanted to act, they did not allow him.
They no agree.
Because a part of his face is actually paralyzed.
Yeah.
He has a natural birth defect that he grew up with. And so the first place he started acting in was in the adult film industry.
Exactly.
So Baba na Ponster. But yeah, that was before Rocky, him writing and pitching, before people now saw it and they were like, this guy, okay.
Another sweet thing. I mean, last week we were saying, we cannot wait for the 3rd of November. And 3rd of November came, and it came with enough punches to go around for Invincible Season 2, Episode 1 dropped, and it was bloody.
It was bloody. It dropped, and let's say the internet space that I occupy was actually agog with a lot of reactions. First, knowing that, let me not spoil it, shall just go and check it. Invincible is out. Season 2 has started.
Wait, you wanted...
What I would have said now would have been spoilers.
What is it?
That whole multiverse thing that they did in Invincible.
Oh yeah, for those who don't, if you've seen the trailer, there's something about Mark Invincible saying that, like, he's conquering the world with his dad, and you have to watch to understand that may or may not be the case, as the trailer was just...
You see why I used to say this thing about trailers, but you watch trailers and you now start saying, hey, oh God, then you now watch the film and they now do you Amazing Spider-Man.
I mean, the way the tagline, the last thing he said at the end of the trailer was just like, he has turned to the dark side where he said, people of Earth, something. If you can try to stop us, we they dare you. Stop us and see.
No, but the episode one was really crazy. You should check it out.
It's something.
If you have not started Invincible, I advise you to start so that you can catch up to season 2. Mm-hmm. Then also another thing that dropped off, the Blue-Eyed Samurai. So here's the crazy thing about it, I press play, Now, so I take sleep for AM. Like, I press play. Now, till the next, like, I finished it. That was it. Like, 8 episodes gone. Like, no.
Just the trailer alone.
Do you know the crazy thing? God. I saw reactions and people were saying it's likened to a John Wick.
Yes, a John Wick. There were like three things they compared it
They compared it with a lot of things.
It's a mashup of everything.
No. One thing that will bust your head by is the fight sequence.
I mean, from the trailer now, you can see how well it is designed from the animation.
Even then the storytelling. The storytelling. It didn't follow a linear... it wasn't a linear storytelling pattern that was used.
Yeah.
But there will be a part that you actually be intrigued that, oh, these people are actually branching off, telling the stories of these other side characters or this character in itself and finding out, okay, just watch it first.
Just watch it because there's a lot to talk about. Episode 5 alone is so much... packed with story. Let's just move on. Let's not spoil it for okay,
you.
Another thing that dropped this week is an Nollywood movie, a horror movie. Not for me, it wasn't really a horror, but a Nollywood movie that thrilled through the nostalgic folk tale about Madame Koi Koi. And this one is called The Origin. It's in chapter one, dropped on Tuesday, I think. And the next chapter is also dropping on Tuesday on Netflix. It's something you should see. I mean, I'll talk a little bit about the movie on the course of the show. It's something you should see.
So it's not a movie, it's a series.
That's the thing. It is like a long movie that was split into two.
So it's a two-part movie series.
That we know of as of now.
So this is the first time we can actually say, have you watched that movie series?
So this first one is 1 hour, 40 minutes in its runtime. And I'm telling you, it's something you should check out. They really did well. Even though one or two, but they did well. That's all I can say right now for The Origin.
I saw one of the characters, like the guy went to go and eat and people were hounding him. Yeah, a wicked person. And he's like, nah, the thing we're at now. And then like the guy, they really did a good job.
Yeah, the actor did well.
Some
I think everybody delivered in the movie. Even though at one point that character called Lash or Lashe, at one point it almost felt like he was overacting. Like he was, talking and the facial expression was just too much like, I was like, Tone it down, bros. Uh-huh. Exactly. And the movie did one thing also that I appreciated. This one take thing where there'll be like,
okay,
one take shot, following characters talking, and then an event is happening. These guys finished playing football and he followed them and they were all having the same conversation. There was no caught. It followed them till they sat and then they saw this girl. They now accosted the girl and it followed them still, even though cameraman and boom, show. But
Cameraman and boom being show.
Exactly. But it was well done.
It just
done.
Like the film where I watched today. The girl lapel mic show for back. I say why?
And welcome Chinatu to the show. Glad you could join us.
Thank you. I came at the right time.
No, you didn't come at the right time because right now.
Calm down. I just heard lapel. Like, you know that's my jurisdiction. I deal on lapel pins and buttoniers. So yeah.
You know I caught his buccaneer. Please, guys.
We'll continue talking about all the things that dropped this week and also last week movies. You should call your friends, family, anybody you know who love movies to join the show right now because like we said, it is packed with so much that dropped this week and more to come.
Okay, and to share your experience with us, all you need to do is to send us a message on WhatsApp. That's 080-999-30137. Let me call that again. 080-999-30137. We'll be waiting for your calls and of course your messages, but calls can come on 070-0951-0000.
Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
I'm back
on the movies,
still here on your speakers, giving you all the cinematic movie gist and all you need to know. We didn't finish up with things that dropped this week, but we'll continue. And gladly, shout out to the sidekick is here.
Man, we don't make that mistake. Not you.
My apologies.
Thank you very much.
Apologies. Keep you here. Anyways, what dropped this week also? Attack on Titan. Finally, the part two, which is the finale of the whole Attack on Titan series. So it dropped and
crashed the site.
It's crazy. Like everybody has been waiting for Attack on Titan, and finally we get to see the final part. And see, I feel so say these guys were, they waited to say, okay, this is the final episode and let's bombard you with action. Like it was action packed. Like it was
like
mad.
Use action key there.
As in so if you are following Attack on Titan and you hear the name Ackman, just know that you are in for craziness. Like there is Levi Ackman and of course Mikasa Ackman. Those two guys, that's the guy.
This is an anime, right?
Yes, it is. You don't know Attack on Titans. I mean, it's one of the biggest anime out there.
I don't know. I'm just
And there's a live action.
The live action. But looking at your face, your expression, the joy.
The excitement, of course. Yeah, it has to be anime.
So sad.
Yeah. You see the problem. You see the problem. Later night, if they say someone did not come to work because he injured, they'll not say who violence is not involved. But let's just continue.
Okay, moving on. The finale for Gen V dropped this week, episode 8, and it was bloody as well.
Yes,
I know Chinatown has not started Gen V yet, but you should watch it because Gen V ended with a big, in short, two big appearances from the boys made their way into
Homelander and.
But were you not expecting these appearances? I mean, it's
no,
the same.
We were expecting the appearances.
So you're making it like a big deal, like, oh, they should.
No, it
of course
is a
they
big
should.
Deal. It is a big deal. Because it now segues into the boys.
Now, listen, my dear.
There was a news we talked about 2 weeks ago that.
Flash.
Okay. That Gen V is going to pass a torch into the boys season 4, which the boys will now pass that baton back to Gen V season 2. So having those characters appear.
CWDs.
So, talking about
CWDs. Yes, now.
CWDs. No,
but it's true. That was what they were doing with Supergirl and Flash.
No, it's not like that.
Start episode 1. Finish it. But of course, that was what they were doing.
No. I mean, the MCU does it now. It's like how if one movie finish and then there's a post-credit scene and then just it leads off other. Into the next movie ahead. Something like that.
Unlike that, this one is a very,
it's,
very...
Yes, passing the torch.
Yes, it is doing that. And it said that that's a news I'll come back later. Another thing that dropped this week, episode 5 of Loki season 2, which made Big E the big one himself to say
he stood up and clapped for 3 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, anything that has to do with time travel, I love anything that has to do with time travel. That's the reason why I love Christopher Nolan's Tenet and all of you.
Not all of you.
No, don't do that.
That's why I did like this.
Don't do that. You were shocked when I told you that I understood it.
I was shocked, actually. I was like, really?
Yeah, I was shocked too, yes.
No, what I'm saying is, what's going to happen?
You say you're so dumb, we agree.
I'm not dumb. What I'm saying is, I understood Tenet because
pronounce it again. Tenet.
So the episode was loaded with the time travel thing and it was beautiful. It had that Ouroboros spectrum talking about how snake is like a snake eating itself. Like
it's
a loop.
You even know he's 9-6 or 6-9. You should know that.
So it was a beautiful episode. I enjoyed it also.
Is that like, the end? So I can not, start.
It's not the end, but it is leading to the end.
So how many episodes are we expecting?
I think it's 6 episodes.
Is
it 6 or 7?
I'm not sure. We'll check. So another thing that dropped this week, we have the Sofia Coppola movie called Priscilla about the wife of Elvis Presley. Yeah, and then Daisy Ridley comes in this one called The Marsh King's Daughter. And finally, our brother, David Oyelowo. Why are you shouting?
Anyway,
he's
in a series called what's
is
that
it
name?
The one that has Genevieve also?
No, the one where he's a cowboy. Something free.
I nearly said Free Willy, but that's just...
Brass Reeves, exactly. So Long man Brass
Reeves. Free? Thank you! What's it free enter there?
Reeves, there's
RWE. Oh, God, problem in the kingdom.
Those are the things that dropped this week. You can check them all out. I mean, if you've not, you should, because it's something to talk about. Mm-hmm. Now, let's check out the things that dropped last week. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Five Nights at Freddy's dropped last week. Also, episode 4 of Loki and Gen V, episode 7. Those are the things that dropped last week. Straight, no? Sharp.
No wasting of time.
Nothing else.
No movie else at all. Everybody's waiting for Marvel Cinematic Disco Light.
Exactly. Just 1 week. In 1 week, she will graze the screen. Right now, the way they've been dragging that movie, even though it's not out yet, there's a lot of like behind the scenes
build up to its failure.
No, oh my God!
That's what's happening. Two of the lowest grossing superhero movies of this year, which has to be The Flash, and which other one?
That is what they are comparing it to.
Exactly, their opening were like 40 million, 45 million for a superhero movie, which most times opened 70 to 100 million. And now everybody's the tracking now is saying it is not even one of the most anticipated movies anymore. It is going low. It went from 50 something million to 45. And I was like, okay, that's for The Flash. That's the tracking The Flash had. And now it has gone to 40. And it might go low before it releases.
Go low, low, low. Go low.
I'm going to help it to booga. Let's just go.
It will not booga anything. One of the things again that I binge watched this weekend was Black Midnight Mass. Okay.
Midnight
you know, I was saying
Mass.
I was yes, going. Saying you going I was. To watch I it, exactly. was saying I was going to watch it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Midnight Mass is what I would call a simple tale, broken down in a way that you would enjoy. See,
anime.
No.
I'm just asking. You didn't have to say you are.
No, I wanted to start with a very beginning, so I just remember another thought. See the thing, man. Midnight Mass. See, that guy,
Mike Flanagan.
Yes, what he does is he just looks for actors and be like, I can work with these guys, and let me just continue using them. That's what he does, and I believe those crop of actors that he works with, they actually work for his type of storytelling.
I mean, directors do that. If you find an actor who can easily embody any of the characters you are bringing to life, or somebody who is easy to work with, you just go ahead with them. That's the reason why
Adam
you have
Sandler.
Of course, Adam Sandler does that.
That's the reason why you have actor director pairs like Leonardo DiCaprio with Martin Scorsese, the same Scorsese with De Niro, Samuel L. Jackson with what's his name, Quentin Tarantino. You get so if it's easy, you have characters who are easy to work with and actors who embody your role perfectly. I mean, it just makes it easier for you to just dish out that thing you have, and Mike Flanagan does it very well with his shows.
Anyways, we have a message here all the way from NMPC Towers from Emeka, who says, good evening all, especially MC Bluetooth, who loves movies more than Chinatu, who always comes late to the movie studio.
He
said, we need some apology from Chinatu for coming late. Oh yeah, Chinatu, find your pen and start writing, because this is the movies you can't afford to miss for anything, which is God of Heaven and Earth, Ghost in the Shell.
Wait, which of the Ghost in the Shell? Is it the Ghost in the Shell, the 1995 animation, or the 2015 movie with Scarlett Johansson?
You have to be specific, yes.
Yeah.
Then he adds Old Dad, Saltburn, and Priscilla. He said these five movies are movies that you have to buy more popcorn before you start watching. He said, please, while watching, make sure your speakers are double and loud. That's what he says. Okay.
The 2015 Scarlett Johansson's, what was the name of the
Ghost
movie?
Ghost in the Shell.
It was just there for
me.
It was just there. The hype about it was more interesting than the movie.
Even though you talk and I don't remember, so I even watch her.
Yeah, actually, it was like that film that she turned to USB drive.
Lucy.
Oh, no, Lucy. Okay,
say something
I know.
Now. Say
it
something.
Was kind of stupid, but some things kept blowing my mind up.
When I started talking about science.
Like what? When they're talking about evolution and all those other stuff.
That time she was sitting on a chair and then time was... passing.
And your head was doing
oh my god, what's happening? That was stupid though. But that fight scene with the gun where they wanted to attack her and then she was just using her mind to, I'm like, shit.
No, that scene was good, yeah.
It was good.
But no, action wise, of course.
It was good. But when they now started
the flash drive thing.
When they now started that sciencey stuff, that was where they just lost it. Tonto at the end
that
of
professor
the day,
like that.
You evolved tonto flash drive. Of all things.
Maybe it's not better, plastic.
You can't imagine. And the thing, nobody like saying a very serious 2 terabytes. I beg you.
Okay, we are about to go check out your cinematic world of movie news, because there are some things you really need to listen to. It is still the movies. And now, we go to news.
Big news in entertainment this week. Big news.
Of course, we've already mentioned that Attack on Titans has finally ended, and that is the top on our list. And how do you feel about this, man with no
name? See, what I would just say is, if you haven't watched, so Attack on Titan is that type of series or anime that you will watch, and at some point in time you'll be lost, but you'll be lost and found at the same time, because like they keep going back and forth in time and in memory, because like, being a titan, you share past memories with other titans who have existed, and you can see the past and you can see the future. And then having Eren now being the founding titan at a point in time, like, it's just crazy. But this final part showed us that like these guys really prepared, like they came ready, gunslinging. The greatest genocide in anime history killing 80% of the world's population. Like, it's madness, man. Like, you need to watch it.
They died like real life.
Yeah,
he died. No, I have a question. Do I need to see something else before I see this?
No, just watch Attack on Titan. Just start from season one and just go straight to season four.
Okay, so like they are done. They are not doing
they
season two.
They are done. There's no season
it
two.
Has part. Ended. No, it has you know, ended. They don't finish.
Okay, because like the other one you recommended.
Like they wrote the end. Okay. Like it was the end.
Okay, I can now go and see it.
Okay, yeah. This week also we had the first trailer for Marvel's Echo, if you remember Echo from
Daredevil.
From not Daredevil, it was Hawkeye. She appeared in first. In the MCU now. Yes, Echo. Okay. Echo the deaf girl now.
Yes. Exactly. Yes.
So the trailer for her own show, MCU show, dropped this week. And
I posted it on Popcorn and Reels.
And we had Daredevil in it, and we also had Kingpin in it, played by Vincent D'Onofrio. Now, Marvel is doing something called Marvel Spotlight. And this Marvel Spotlight is a new MCU label that will focus on bringing more grounded, character-driven stories to the screen with street-level stakes over larger MCU continuity.
You can only understand what
so what that means is
oh yeah, anyway,
what that means you know, is we have some characters who are grounded characters that have made name for themselves in the MCU that you might have known as side characters now they are bringing them to the limelight and they are just making either a one-off or maybe short series.
It will not follow the continuity of the MCU. So you don't have to like say, I need to watch more before I continue the MCU. So yes.
Yeah, so for example now, Echo.
The Echo is going to be the first for that Marvel spotlight.
Okay.
Yeah. Next on our news, you remember last week we said we lost a friend, Matthew Perry from Friends. Yeah. A news here saying Zac Efron was going to play him in a movie about his life before he passed. He was, Zac Efron was looking forward to sharing more about the story and his recovery from addiction. So imagine Zac Efron playing Matthew Perry.
First of all,
the muscle too much.
He's an actor. I can slim down.
That's
one of the beauty of your.
Apart from that, the movie, if it had happened, it would have been so dry. Jesus, there's nothing to tell.
Matthew Perry.
Do you not know that about Matthew Perry's life? How he.
Go ahead. How he. You see him.
They were talking about his life, dealing with alcoholism.
So but here we haven't heard anything from the coroner's inquest yet in terms of what caused his death, because they say apparently it was a heart attack.
Some said he OD'd and
so
died.
So that's the thing. Nobody has actually, like, they haven't come out scientifically to say that it was an overdose.
Yeah.
But what was stated that yes, he had a cardiac arrest while he was in the pool.
Sad. Moving on to more news, The Boys season 4 will take place a couple of days after the events of Gen V finale.
Yeah.
We know.
We said passing the baton. This is what we're talking about.
Just 1 week later.
Some days.
It's actually 4 days after.
What would that information? Okay, for you guys, the IMDBs. That would be like, and this was just 4 days ago. We don't care.
On to another sad news. Taraji Ramsey, a stuntman on Black Panther, the Avengers Endgame, another film, sadly passed away after a car crash that also took the lives of his 13-year-old and 1-month-old daughters. So they are setting up a GoFundMe account for him for that.
Wow, that's so sad.
He's alive.
His 13-year-old daughter and his 1-month-old daughter were killed in the crash.
And going by news that is sad and talking about GoFundMes and stuff, we remember that the guy that played Harry Potter. The stuntman from Harry Potter who was injured on set that is now paralyzed.
Daniel Radcliffe is producing a documentary for him on HBO.
Oh,
wow. Wait. He has been paralyzed.
He was paralyzed on the set of Harry Potter.
Wait, what in Daniel Radcliffe?
The guy was the stunt double for Daniel Radcliffe.
I know.
Like, they practically grew up together.
What I'm saying is, what did he do there? What will he know if he do? What was the stunt that Daniel Radcliffe just watched the trailer, The Boy Who Lived.
Did you know how many stunts that was happening from the underwater stunt from the Squidditch, but that's flying, and all those, even a green screen, they had to suspend it.
Oh my, this is sad.
this voice is from?
There are a lot of things you don't know.
Can we beat him after we have this mic?
We should. Small hands supposed to touch you. Okay. And you know, Zack Snyder is doing a movie called Rebel Moon that's going to have part one and two that's coming this December, right?
I know that.
Of course,
we've said it on this show.
Anyway.
Hey, do you think it's every suicide?
Anyway, an animated series is in the works for that.
Animation, it's not anime.
And this may come as a sad news for some people like me also, because Superman and Lois will end after four seasons on the CW.
Oh my god!
Okay, so when it ends, that's when I'll now pick up from where I stopped.
I mean, like it is like we were talking about characters being grounded. It is one of the most grounded superhero shows out there, you know, having Superman have a family and then dealing with that. When you give superheroes like normal family and daily conflict to deal with, it makes them not only relatable, it makes the story enjoyable. And one of the reasons I'm saying this is, if you take a look at Spider-Man 2, 2004 Sam Raimi's Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire, one of the reasons why that movie really worked and it became an Oscar nominated movie, not just for its story and for its CG and all that, was because of how the movie was able to now place Peter Parker dealing with everyday life. Like, he needs to get a job, he needs to deal with his girlfriend, he needs to deal with the city, saving a city, and
that
then
does not like
having
you.
To mix with that emotion to the point that it drained him of his powers, that he was like, I don't want to do this anymore, take this superhero thing, do. It's sweet to watch, and that's what Superman and Lois was able to do with
but
it.
Like, I think that was also what made Smallville actually very
interesting,
because of the fact that, like, we could see a younger version of the soon-to-be Superman, but as Clark Kent dealing with normal teenage issues.
Exactly.
From having to follow plenty guests. And yes, he followed plenty guests in school. Then, of course, having to deal with bullies, having to deal with a society.
Exactly.
Where people understand that everything is revolving around this guy, but they cannot pin what exactly it is.
So it is sad. I mean, Taylor Hochling, amazing Superman. I gotta give it to him.
But he's not very tall.
Says
what?
Who?
No.
He looks short though.
No, he doesn't.
You mean Superman and Lois?
Yes.
No, now that fine guy.
Ah,
I did not
princess like that guy.
Of course. Look into his eyes.
You have been looking at his
eyes. Yes,
no, I mean, he has this beautiful eyeball. So, yeah.
So, that's problem,
but I don't know. I feel the mayor, the friend, the childhood friend, I think they have a better bond than the person acting Lois too. But I don't know. It's just me.
Well, if it's that one, Lana had a better bond than Lois.
Lana,
no, but because that was his first love.
That was his first
love.
Now, so, I think I'm gonna come back. She don't already pursue another man. You see life?
No, but
that's why they say hold them tight.
Make money.
No, that's to do.
Okay, still talking about cinematic movies right now. Marvel has recently had talks to bringing back the original cast of the Avengers movie, which would include reviving Iron Man and Black Widow, who were already dead in the MCU.
We'd love to see it. It's not like we'll not see it.
No.
I know you.
Why
I know you.
Why
focus.
You
no, I'm saying I can't even answer for
the
you.
The MCU, which started with Iron Man back in 2008, you get, and then had Captain America, Thor, and all those other people. We loved them. We enjoyed their time. It was the reason why it created this mad spectrum about superhero movies that only the MCU could keep up with. And now they've done their time. They are 12 years, and it have go. Try to do other things. It's because they are trying to
relieve
their former
glory.
No,
it's not even about money. It's about this pandering thing that the MCU and Disney are doing. You carry a character who you should just leave. Like, which person should I use as an example? Trying to do this. Oh, this it's English is hard you. For me to say. When you are trying to bring all this turning like Captain Marvel now.
Yes.
You are trying to just choke us with saying this character is a strong, independent woman and all that.
Swallow the character.
That's what South Park talked about in this, their Pandaverse. South Park, yes, Pandaverse. Try to create something else and just push it. Why are you trying
They've
to bring back?
They've been creating something else and you guys have been pushing it down.
They've been watering it down.
Yes, they've used wokeness to spoil their market.
That's what I've been looking for.
Wokeness.
That's
so
what
now wokeness, you don't deserve
it. Don't they have me now?
Oh my God, your brain is not woke then. Your brain is asleep. But then, focus, wouldn't you like the opportunity to, in the next...
See Iron Man?
For you, it's not about the scene. It's 40 years later. we are having these conversations, the both of us, if you're still alive, though. And bringing them back gives you the opportunity in the next 40 years to say, which one? Is it the one that happened in 1942?
I knew it was going somewhere to be.
I mean, that's a great idea. So you would not have to ask which one.
Is it the Iron Man of 1952? Or the Iron Man that was remade in 1927?
Tim Camo.
I know Blimuna.
Guys, you can join in on the show. 08099930137. Among all the movies that we've mentioned, which have you seen this weekend?
Yes.
Also, what have you been watching? Have you been able to catch up with all the series and movies that we have recommended? Mm-hmm. You can tell us. Just share your opinions with us.
Exactly. Okay, now, Jonathan, I'd like you to answer this one.
Yeah.
Sean Levi, the director of Deadpool 3, says he doesn't have a final title yet. He said, I sometimes refer to it as Deadpool versus Wolverine, or Deadpool and Wolverine, or Deadpool 3 with Wolverine. We've got a few titles we've been banding with. So, which do you think should be a better title? Deadpool versus Wolverine, Deadpool and Wolverine, or Deadpool 3?
Deadpool versus Wolverine. That gives people the impression of, oh, let me now go see who wins. The versus there is like,
I mean,
okay.
Yes, I mean, anything that has to do with the versus, like there was this Hulk versus Wolverine in 2009. Wolverine.
And I've been waiting for them to actually have a live action of it, because if you watch the series, that's the animated version of Hulk versus Wolverine, it is one memory that will be inked in your brain.
Yeah,
like the fight is mad, like Hulk beat Wolverine to amnesia, like Wolverine forget who he be. Hulk beat Shaggy.
I think I remember that animation. Keeps coming.
Baba woke up. Why am I in the snow?
Yes,
no, why is my body paining me?
But then, who do you think would win? If there's a fight
between Hulk,
this our guy,
and Wolverine.
Wolverine and
Deadpool. Yeah. Okay, let me tell you. There's a Deadpool and Wolverine canon story. I can't remember at all. Is that an animation?
It's an animation.
Wolverine literally split
Deadpool
into two. You get. I mean, Deadpool. If he died, like his head was
so annoying.
Even his head was taken off and his body found his head. Like, it's almost going to be like when an unstoppable force meets an immovable object.
Like, Deadpool cannot die. Wolverine can almost not die.
Wolverine cannot die, said the way he did. He just keeps aging. I mean, he was shot with an adamantium bullet to the head, and his body, like, removed the.
But I remember that one where he died and they buried him.
That's Logan.
And Logan still remains one of
the best comic book movies in recent times.
Now that you have said it, I'll go and watch it.
Hugh Jackman had played the character for like 16 years, so it was a good way to just let him rest.
So he never die. He
no die. That's why.
Those small children, they don't grow.
Daphne
Keane.
I think they need to do something with her too.
They should.
Oh. Yeah, we've been expecting it, but in fact, those people,
Okay, on to some more cinematic movie news. HBO has been ordering staff to create fake accounts to fire back at those who criticize their shows online.
So if you have them online, their staff will now go and create burner account. You demand. You do not to. You are.
Let's say you want to.
And you guys didn't get me to help you. This I have free time for. Commit me. But so, then the people that should do this, let me not even say to be, but go ahead.
Wow. It became an issue that everyone was talking about, and then the boss himself, HBO boss KC Bloy, admits and apologizes for using fake account to fire back at those who made negative comments about the show. He said, "I was working from home and I'm doing an unhealthy amount of scrolling through Twitter, and I came up with a very dumb idea to vent my frustration."
Well, it's just like recently, like I was frustrated and I said, you sure say I know Kuku open burner account?
But sometimes, I'm not saying it's okay to like fire back at people, but some audiences can be very, very dumb. I'm saying this because, okay, there was a story we did on what's it called? On Yawa one time, right? And then there was this story about Callistus and Bomada went into the forest to pick stones, like precious stones, and then they got stuck inside the forest, and then while they were trying to find their way back, they now saw somebody who said he was a spirit. So then I started worshiping, like following the spirit, and I said, you got to help me do one or two things before I let you go.
From the forest.
So okay. Now, at the end of the story, it was we found out that the guy wasn't even a spirit. He was just somebody that had been stuck in the forest also. I was using their head to do his chores. And then, right in the middle of the comment, somebody said, what kind of spirit wears Adidas? That is an oversight by the director. They are not doing their work well.
So is it that the person was in the spirit realm and know what spirit used to wear? Like,
no,
oversight from you guys, but moving on.
Why? You're the one that made that comment. You look like the commenter.
No, the person didn't stay to watch the end of the episode to know that the guy is not a spirit. He lied that he's a spirit. That's the reason why he was wearing his Adidas. And the person just said, that's an oversight by the director. You people should not be doing anyhow. This is a mistake. That
oh, you guys saw the comment and edited it and reposted it to YouTube.
That's another angle.
It's already online. It cannot be edited. You village,
we don't trust you.
So it can get to that point. So I understand why the guy was just creating fake accounts.
No, but here's the thing. Yeah, just like you said, yeah, it can be frustrating when you as an audience also, you watch something and you'll be like, why did they do like this? Because I remember growing up, yeah, there was this movie that we watched. At the end of the movie, we remember this thing very well because when we collected that thing from Video Club, when we put it and the movie ended, the director had the F1 chair and audacity to add his number. Almost everybody from us just carry phone. We will call him. Yeah. If you see blasting, what type of film is
it? It's for feedback, man.
He gave me feedback. He was well fed.
Talking about feedback and creative issues right now, Mashala Ali was ready to exit Blade over script issues.
Yes,
but now they've hired Michael Green, who wrote Logan, and he has been hired to rewrite the script from scratch with the film, and the film is now going to be made with a budget of less than $100 million.
So isn't it stupid enough that you have somebody like Mashala Ali playing the role of Blade and then you relegate him to the fourth side? Now he's supposed to be like the lead, and then you make him fourth lead, meaning the story now is no longer about him. It's about somebody else who then they now do a voiceover that is now a woman doing a voiceover for Blade. Like how?
Let me
say this now. You are the main character of Wazodi FM. Let me use that example. Uh-huh. God forbid. But they now say it's about you. The name of the movie is Kinatu.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Then I say, oh, the story of the sidekick. Then it is voiced by Ungo Beke. And then the lead character is not Alaji.
You know, this is complicated. Because exactly. I have a woman's voice.
So here's the thing. Minus your woman voice.
Okay. Let's say I have a man's voice.
Let's say you have a man's voice, mm-hmm. God forbid. Now, Ungo Beke is now voicing mm-hmm. your voiceover. Mm-hmm. Alaji is now playing a lead ahead of you, but mm-hmm. the movie is named Kinatu.
What if I'm transgender?
Moving on. Remember the movie Fall? Where two girls went to climb a
That movie gave me PTSD.
Yes!
Because I'm scared of heights. So watching that movie, you'll be watching a movie, your leg go the shake for us. Like,
yes,
why?
It was a nerve-wracking movie. It was really suspenseful.
The story was trash at the point, but like it's just that whole fear.
No, that's the tension. The movie was able to build full tension. It's just two characters and it was easy. And two sequels right now for The Fall are in the works, and the Fall 2 will begin filming in June.
The second part is I Fell.
And then that twist where the girl, you didn't know that the friend was already dead.
No, that twist was really good.
Yes!
It was
that
good.
All of it was just
it was good.
High magic. Oh, no.
No, that twist was really good.
Hi.
Our next news right now, Chinatu will love this one.
I don't like it whenever you start any news like
no,
this.
No, because you will love it.
It's really stereotypical of you.
But you don't like the news. New emotions have been added into Inside Out 2, and there will be envy, ennui, anxiety, and embarrassment.
It's not ennui, it's all, but he just.
It's ennui.
Which one is ennui?
It's the mixture of tiredness and boredom. It's an emotion. I have to Google it, though. You see, it's ennui.
I'm sure you pronounce it well.
But yeah, let's Google it now. If it's short for Google it and see. I have to Google it and I'm like, what it be this?
Why do you Google it? I'm not sure.
Google me, are you right? I'm on we.
I beg you.
I'm not even glad about it. I have to explain better.
Yeah, now he's not on.
And finally, on our movie news right now, Arnold Schwarzenegger once had an accent removal coach after Hollywood producers told him that he would be an it would be an obstacle for him to become a leading actor.
But he that, said, that coach I should have, because up to now the accent.
No, that's the thing. He said, I should have gotten my money back, because at the end of everything, the accent was still there.
Yes.
Come with me if you want to live. And all those, you know.
Get to the chopper. Oh my, the coach, they go collect the money back. That guy looks
like. Is that a thing?
Yes.
An accent removal.
Yes.
What?
So let me give you an example, yeah?
So,
Diamaz.
Yes, she's Ana de Armas.
Ana de Armas, she's actually Spanish, yeah?
Yes.
But there are movies you would not even get that her accent. You wouldn't hear it. Because she has learned. She has learned how.
Of course.
A lot of actors go through acting coaches, you know, and.
Vocal coaches. No,
there's something
acting that's. Coaches.
Accent, there's. I think it's. What's it called? Anyway, they go through, I think it's accent coaches too, to help them with their accent. So if it. That's the reason why you see more. What, wait, let me ask you this question. Which do you think is easier to work with or to do? A British accent or an American accent?
I do love the British accent. I love
what?
It.
You want a cup of tea?
Yes. Okay. Dokon, she does a sweet thing.
Dokon does British accent.
No, when she wants to pretend. Like, when she wants to, like, hey, Ned, it sounds
it's
nice.
Only the init, though.
No, not only the init.
Eh?
No, not
I listen to Dokon show.
No, not. She doesn't do it on air.
Oh,
yeah.
When she wants to lie.
Hi, God. You can't be doing this to my baby girl.
Yeah, ain't it?
But the American accent. Yeah, it's easy, I think.
Okay. Just know you should always, you know, quench your thirst with a bottle of water.
Water, yeah. Yeah. Ain't it?
That's all we can take for our cinematic movie news. We'll be going to box office soon. And just let us know your take on all the things you've watched. Chinat, what did you even watch this weekend?
All right. I'm here to tell you guys that I finally saw Expendables.
Four. Okay.
Yes.
I'm not happy.
And calm down now.
Oh, I was only 3 minutes in, yeah?
And then, you don't tire.
No, so, no, yes, I slept off.
I thought you were cooking. The plan was for you to be cooking.
No, I slept off. I actually slept off.
For your cuckoo.
I slept off.
So I came back, you know, I think Friday or Thursday I was tired. You know, I said, body's plantain, momo.
Is this part? Oh, you are talking, expend, you'd have told us you expended all your money.
No, I'm trying to tell you how I prepared for it. And then I, you know, kept it in my small juice box on TV. Ah, come finally relax. Play. Oh, God.
You expended yourself.
Okay, so. I enjoyed it because I was tired. So I enjoyed the whole action thing. I love the fact that they didn't make the storyline too complicated. It was just simple.
Expendables has never been complicated.
Oh, thank God. So,
as in, it's just go just, and expend.
But then there was this very stupid twist. A twist I saw from afar. That then actually, he died in my mind.
We not say you not
die. You don't die. Why did he lie? So I was just there. I was like, I assume.
So where I stopped by was when they just showed Ikowas here at the beginning, and I was like, ah, Ikowas did this thing. You know that guy not to Sabi act, he Sabi fight.
Yeah, he Sabi fight, but he knows Sabi act.
Who Ikowas? The guy.
You remember Mile 22?
Okay, so let me the actor. You know that
the
you know the beginning scene, yeah, where one guy just brought out sticks and hit one guy on the throat.
Yes.
Yeah, that's Ikowas. The
guy doesn't know how to act.
He doesn't know how to act. He doesn't know how to fight.
Not a very good actor.
But acting, no.
Yeah.
Yes.
He can fight.
The girl in the I don't know.
Megan
what.
Fox.
That's Megan Fox.
He's Megan Fox. Very troublesome.
The Jason Statham girlfriend.
Yes, that's Megan Fox.
Megan Fox.
Oh my God, she didn't look like I know Megan Fox, but there was something about did she change her face?
She's older now. You know she has three kids.
No, but did she do operation? There was something.
I don't
not
know.
Not balancing
I know,
with her face.
I don't follow the end of that place.
Okay, but I kind of enjoyed it for. You know, the fun of it, not like it was. It didn't give me that. Yeah, what's that movie again?
What? The Irishman.
Don't ever say that.
Wow.
Don't ever say that. I was talking about the movie that gave me the orgasmic feeling. The one I was talking about now, the series.
Cats.
Okay. Can we just change thought.
Okay, let's change the topic to this message here. He says, hi guys, it's Sukri all the way from Cairo. Fun fact, the Britain and even the American envy English with a touch of accent that ain't there, especially Nigerian English and Mexican Latino English. Why would Arnold want to change his accent? That's what made him unique. He said, guys, I finally finished The Walking Dead season 11 episode 24 on Netflix now.
Congratulations. I left them in season 7.
I actually started Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, okay.
And I'm
talking. Okay, talk. Finish.
I'm entering season 7 now, and that is the only thing holding me from seeing other movies. Like, I can't stop. Jim Peralta is just something else.
Okay, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, brilliant show, by the way. And the reason why I'm excited to talk about Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which is a police show, is because I directed Tenet.
Gentlemen, I give you the Afolayan's prodigy.
I worked on a procedural, a police procedural, a comedy.
What's procedural?
Procedure.
Okay.
I worked on a police show. Okay. I directed a couple of episodes, and it is coming this week, Wednesday the 8th. And I want to play the trailer for y'all to enjoy and tell me what you think about
It is called Officer Rambo,
your friendly neighborhood police officer.
And I'm pretty sure you had this name infused.
No, because you've always had that tagline, your friendly neighborhood psychologist.
No, it's not him.
Officer Rambo is actually a character that first existed in Three Broke Friends. Right.
Oh, okay.
No, it wasn't Yawa.
No. Yeah. He first existed in Three Broke Friends. He became a fan favorite at a point, and we decided to work on a spin-off series for him.
So it's his spotlight.
He's in the spotlight.
I saw the trailer and I loved it.
And you loved it.
But the trailer was beautifully cut.
And that song.
See the person that cut the trailer.
My baby. Wow, nice job. And then that song, the theme song. I'm like, let me not please focus too much, bro.
The full version of the soundtrack isn't out yet, but when it's out, we'll play it on the show for those of you. Like, we wanted to do this thing that had a mixture, a little touch of James Bond. If you listen, when you listen to you, we end up.
No, you, yes.
Don't worry, you
listen. The song, not the actual James Bond.
But let me play the trailer for Officer Rambo right now, so you could know those who have not watched it, just hear a glimpse of it, and maybe go check it out on the Film People channel. And here it goes.
Introducing One Man Mopo.
In a crazy world of crime and justice,
always on time.
Which kind of police officer did this woman get?
Some guys.
I said ugly guys.
Now maybe the head of the vigilante for my village.
Comes an exciting police adventure of the man of justice.
Do not question my methods.
Why would you take a baton to a gunfight?
One Man Army, your friendly neighborhood police officer. Wherever there's crime, he's there quick and easy. So if you have a problem, if no one can help, then maybe you can call Officer Rambo.
No one wants to hear your sermon.
Who is your supplier?
Not the voice where you wanted to catch criminal business.
Perfect into it.
Showing every Wednesdays.
Need money for mobilization, sir.
Officer of the law and your friendly neighborhood police reporting for duty. Okay, boy, play. It's a crime scene.
Officer Rambo, showing on Film People.
Police!
There, that's one of my favorite parts of the trailer. Just that, boom, police. It was fun to shoot. We had one or two. Let me not give away some of the. There were just some complications. We couldn't get some place, and we had to transform
some areas
into location. And it was.
And please send me the trailer or a link. I need to forward it to someone
on YouTube
to Kule. So you can see what our boy is doing. A man with no name. You're not saying something.
No, what should I say? That Kule Afolayan will be proud of you.
No, of course. We are proud of him, and that's enough.
So we should not hail our guy that is directing.
No, back to back we hail him. So what are you thinking of bringing us to?
What was behind the thought of doing things?
What was your motivation?
What was your motivation?
What were the challenges you faced?
problem.
But we would like to
not today. Let it come out first so that we'll critique it.
Let me say it the way Kulavana said it now. Don't I'll get back to you on that.
Yes. Let me see your direct
directorial
debut or something.
You say when you are able to make your own film, then you will let me know.
Yes, send me a link. I will send you the link, sir. I have the link now.
But I don't know, for Halloween, which was last week.
Yes.
I don't know, which movies did you actually see? Which movies did you enjoy? A lot of people actually binge watch a lot of horror within the weekend.
Yeah.
But it's shocking because yes, that was a horror guy that likes calling
us.
Well, like I said though. What I did was I actually did a binge watching spree of from the House of the Fall of the House of Usher, and then I now did Midnight Mass, I really enjoy. So I haven't seen Saw X yet.
Okay,
I'm saving that for this weekend.
The manager.
Yeah, this weekend running up to next week. I still haven't seen The Sound of Freedom though.
Even me, I'm yet to see it.
So yeah, so I have like a lineup of movies that should carry me into next year.
Talking of things to see, have you guys seen the trailer for Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes? That's one.
Yes, I saw
it. And two, have you seen the Ryan Gosling and my babe Emily Blunt movie called The Free Guy?
No.
If you haven't The Fall Guy. If you haven't seen it, run to Twitter page.
You need to check the trailer out.
See a lot of trailers that we've posted.
I saw the apes thing. I think Rotten Tomatoes, he posted it, and I was asking in the comment section. I said, is there any need for this?
Yes, there is.
Plenty of people say yes, yes.
I mean, the Ape trilogy is easily one of the best trilogies in recent time. The one that started James Franco back in 2011. That Rise of the Planet of the Apes. Then there was Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. Then there was War of the Planet of the Apes. And now they're having Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
I missed that.
Okay, guys.
People
I think
will make me to stop.
No,
say
no, my brother.
Oh
see,
my God! This
talking,
is why you are here. This is why we love you. Go ahead.
This is why we love you, Officer Rambo, director.
Yes. Please go ahead. So yeah, this Officer Rambo, though.
Yeah.
What year?
Is it the present time or like?
It's actually present time.
Was it a spin-off from the 1942?
No, it's not a spin-off. It's actually a segue from
the 1482.
Not okay. talking about
1942. Okay.
No, you mentioned something. You mentioned something about if it's
1982.
No, it's not.
Oh,
let's go to the 70s. Okay. Let's go to the 70s. Now, the way the trailer is designed, there is a voicing that is paying homage to the A Team. If you remember the A Team,
you don't know the A Team.
Pam pam pam. Bam, bam, bam. Bam, 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 bam.
I'm sorry, I'm a Gen Z. I don't know what you're talking about.
Mad.
Gen Z kill you there.
So there's a voicing, like voicing in the beginning of every episode of it. Like in 1974, a crack commander unit was sent to a military prison for a crime they did not commit. Something still wanted as soldiers of fortune. If you can if you have a problem, if no one can help you, then maybe you can find the A Team. So something like that was in the trailer of Officer Rambo. Like, if you have a problem, okay. The aliens are coming.
Not going anywhere. Sorry for that breaking transmission.
I thought we were under attack.
No, we are not under attack, Officer Rambo.
Wake up, you're not in that universe. Come back.
What if I am? You don't know.
I am pretty sure you believe in multiverse.
I do.
Hey,
I do, and I believe I've been jumping multiverse. Like,
oh yeah, I was the one that actually confirmed to you.
Do you know why that whole belief can actually work? So you know this thing that happens where you wake
deja vu.
So when deja vu happens, it's your mind is in a way, it's your mind telling
this
you
this one is not deja vu. Sometimes I legit can remember what I did on Monday from A to Z, and then I just find myself in Wednesday.
I don't know what happened on Tuesday.
I legit cannot recall one single thing. So it's either
take the number.
Which number?
I'm my psychologist. I think you need to see someone or talk to somebody because you need therapy, bro.
Well, Sucre is here and he says, in the spirit of Halloween, I saw a horror movie called Wrong Turn. This guy, mature age, I was uneasy.
For this, my mature age,
I was easy after Nepa took light that night. You see, that movie is something else. Mm-hmm. Wrong Turn.
What a kukukureku.
Wow. One movie that disappointed me was
Cobwebs.
Nobody Will Save You.
Yeah, you said that, and I'm yet to see that also.
I was highly disappointed. Like, you want to make a silent film, but we are hearing our every breath and
That is part of the talking about sound design.
No,
the origin, so the sound Madame design. Kwai, oh, it did well. It did
okay.
Brilliantly.
So yeah, I've been seeing a lot of people mention the sound design.
The sound design. It had all the ingredients for a horror movie, right? Even though, like I said, it wasn't scary. It wasn't scary. Maybe like it wasn't scary.
When I really watch, I don't watch scary movies.
That's the thing. Watch it. Movies. It's not scary.
No, watch it. It's not scary.
It's not scary.
Because so,
why are you forcing me to
so
watch
the reason
it?
Why we say the reason why I agree that it's not scary is the imaginary vision of a Madame Koi Koi that we grew up knowing, you then go and put a face to it.
Not even that. You know one thing that sells horror,
The imagination
which,
play.
Exactly, which the movie tried also, is another thing that sells horror has to do with your camera language. Sometimes, if you remember, there's a part in Insidious, if you remember, where, not the jump scares, where there's darkness, and then the camera keeps going slowly. So you're watching, you're like,
what's inside
like something
there?
Dead here. So you're forcing yourself to like for your retina
imagine...
to like waiting dead there. Now you're not seeing what is there, but your brain is creating whatever might be in that shadow you get. And then when it's maybe it goes straight into the darkness and then there's nothing. And then maybe the character just turned and then there's something beside him. Like yeah.
So that's why the jump scare would work.
So that's what one thing about Madame Koi Koi, right? It didn't even have like that. It didn't play with jump scares, which was fine, but the camera language, even as beautiful as it was not horror enough. It was not slow.
It didn't bring that.
I think you guys should think about doing a horror series. You have a professional here. Good.
Yeah, you guys should try it.
I'm just giving my take on it. So
no, seriously, when I'm not thinking people.
I want to do a horror movie. Funny enough,
I want to star in that.
I want to do a horror movie.
You'll be the first to die in the film.
No, I just want to be the witch.
I knew that your calling
would
come out.
I want to do
wow.
I said yes.
So guys, it's been fun on the show. I want to say very, very big thank you for you who have been sending your messages. And of course, if you're following us on Twitter at Popcorn and Reels, you'll be seeing some of these trailers that we've been posting. So I'm sure you should be enjoying yourself watching some of these trailers and tell us the movies or series that you'll be anticipating. But it's been a fun ride so far on the show. We'll be wrapping up in a couple of minutes. So right now, it's time for Chinatu. Which movie should we avoid?
Wow. You remember is it Cocaine Bear?
Cocaine Bear, yes.
Brethren, there's now Cocaine Cougar.
Cocaine Cougar.
I don't know why, okay. But please avoid this. But there's this beautiful, I don't know if it's a movie, Old Dad.
Old Dad, yes.
Okay, Old Dad, yeah.
You guys should see that. It's nice. And I know I wrote this somewhere. You remember the 2009 animation Up?
Yes.
Are you not proud that I added it here? Focus, you're coaching me well.
I'm very proud.
IMDb.
I'm very proud. Up, yes.
So now there is like, would I call it a spin-off or something just close to it? It's called Carl's Dates. No, the name of the old man in Up was Carl.
Yeah.
So he just did this small spin-off where he met this girl, or old woman, not a girl too, so, but didn't know how to like meet up with the modern day kind of dating. And so it's nice. You can just binge watch it and you'll find it. Even though some put the costume. It's called Dog Days. Carl's Dates.
Okay.
So yeah, you would enjoy that. When I call our face, get who's wearing.
Okay, some few messages right here. But officially Bolema is crying that Flash. I don't know why she's crying, Sha. And then Solid D19 is saying easy Bluetooth. I don't know what you are easy about.
What are you easy about?
And he's sending out to how far is sending.
You know, send my picture. I was dancing in church today. Camera just snapped me. Wow. So he is my guy. He's in our media team in my church. He's always snapping me when I'm dancing.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay, so would that be all?
And there's this one called Party Game. I don't know how to. I never complete. No, they squeeze your face.
What do I do now?
You just they do no. Okay. Yes, I know you the poster is dry, but.
Party Game.
Party Game. I've never finished, but And then the puppet man, did you eventually see
no,
it?
No, I've not.
Okay, so that's it for me.
Okay.
There was one I saw that I wanted to tell you to avoid, but I'm trying to find the name. If I can find the name, it will help us to avoid it totally. Oh, yeah. God. I went to mistakenly press play. Ah, the thing pain me because I wasted my data.
Which one, Vindicta?
No, wait. I'll look for it.
Elias abducted my parents.
South Park, joining the Pandaverse. You should watch. It attacked wokeness and the multiverse thing. And Quiz Lady was another thing I dropped this week. I forgot. Yes. With Awkwafina and Sandra Ho, I forgot to mention about
Sly
that.
Okay, Sly also dropped this week, though.
Yeah, with Rock and Adia and Sylvester Stallone documentary.
Hi, okay. What I wanted to mention, I can't find it here again. I would have thanked God if they removed it because it pained me.
He done lost. Okay, guys, thank you very much for being a part of this show. We do this every Sunday. Do well to join us next week because it's going to be sweet as Invincible episode 2 is going to continue. Rick and Morty is going to be episode 4 of season 7 is dropping tomorrow. And, you know, Force is also showing its season finale is coming for this season 2, and a lot of things are just happening.
See. 9.1.
What?
9.1
Blue Eye Samurai.
You don't finish.
All right.
Yes, full 8 episodes.
Oh,
and it's on Netflix, so yes, you can check it out.
Please.
Then also, Onimusha.
Yes, this other anime coming from Netflix. Yes.
Yeah, Onimusha. I actually started it, but I haven't finished.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, it's really good. It's about this samurai who is trying to reclaim a territory from some like evil warlords that have some demon backings.
But you shall know that's always the storyline.
No, that's not always the storyline.
99% of the time, the storyline for anime
is not. Animes have different genres, just as you have romance, how you have sci-fi.
I've never seen or heard of.
So there is what
a
they call
pure romance anime. Yeah, just love and no action. No,
they are a lot. There is even comedy. There is slice of life. There is reincarnation. That's isekai. There are a lot. There's shonen. There's jump. They are different. Don't worry.
Do you have like an anime club in Nigeria? Or in Abuja?
A very very vibrant.
How
one.
Come you're not the president?
I'm not because they are looking for my number. I don't give my number out on air.
Wow, the number is zero.
Okay, guys, it's been a fun ride with you guys, and it's time for us to kawakamel, as I would like to say, out of the studio.
Exactly.
We'll catch you guys next week.
And let's leave you with one of the soundtracks from the Transformers movie done by the awesome Linkin Park. And this one is titled
What I've Done.
What I've Done. Catch
what
you
have
guys
you done
next week?
You did Officer Rambo. Oh, God.